On a more positive note, the vaccinations of our over 85s continues apace, and I think it's fair to say the government's Living with COVID plan announced last week, and the Taoiseach asserting that the end is now in sight as regards COVID, is very much dependent on the successful rollout of the vaccine. Well, Kay Layden and Peter Henry, both from Sligo, were just two of those over 85s who got vaccinated over the weekend. They were carried out in different GP practices, and our reporter Claire Ronan caught up with them to talk to them about the experience.
I got vaccinated in Jane Dorman's practice, and it was run to perfection, I have to say. We arrived, my husband and I, at 4 o'clock for a 4:10 appointment. We were met by Jane's husband and her son, who took our time. And then at 4:10, we went in, and Jane and Claire, her nurse, did the vaccines, and Dr. Sean injected me, and I hardly knew he had done it.
And it was all over then?
All over. We sat for 15 minutes in one of the surgeries. We got a sticker with a time on, and when our time was up, the receptionist came in to let us go.
Were you concerned about getting a vaccine? You knew you were going to get the Pfizer one.
Got the Pfizer one, and we've got a notice for 4 weeks' time. We'll get the second one, and I'm absolutely delighted.
A big relief, because it's been a tough year.
Oh, it's been horrific. Just the fact that you can't see your family, basically, that's the main thing. I have grandchildren in Dublin that I haven't seen for 12 months, and I see my grandchildren here, but it's been tough.
No golf or anything, because you're a great golfer.
No golf, no meeting friends, no lunches, no going out to dinner. The usual, just having coffee with somebody, having a chat. It's all on the telephone, which isn't the same.
And can I just ask you, you had the injection yesterday. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling lazy today. No side effects, no nothing. Just I'm feeling just a bit lazy. I can't say I'm tired or anything. John went for a walk. Doesn't seem to have had any effect on him. So it's great. I'm delighted, and I'm looking forward to 4 weeks when I get the second one.
Yeah, I got my first vaccine on yesterday, and I got the second one on the 27th of March. I'm relieved, because in the past, since the 13th of March last year, I'm watching myself and people and that.
I had a lot of things to do, but I couldn't afford to fit. I was
fit, but I'm relieved today that I feel good, and I think the country in general has turned. We're on the way back. Now, Sligo is exceptionally good, because the amount of vaccines and the amount of deaths in Sligo was very small in comparison to other parts of the country.
But Peter, overall, it's been a very difficult year, hasn't it?
Terrible year. And the old people, I see old people up on Pierce Road where I come from, and they haven't been out the door, they haven't been out since for 12 months. Simple as that. To get food brought into them, but it's tough nowadays to people. But the Irish people are good. I think we'll rally around. By the 1st of May, I'll tell you that I think they'll be buzzing again.
So you think we're going to go on a positive turn from now on?
Oh, yeah. What I was, you have to look forward now to a clean out. It'll take a while, but I think by the 1st of May, we'll be well on the way of recovery.
Well, we really hope so. Peter, in your day, you were very involved in local politics here in Sligo. Did you feel the government have done a good job faced with this?
I think they've done a good job, but it's a difficult job. It's a difficult job because you couldn't please everybody. But it's tough now and hard on politicians. They've worked very hard, so they have. No matter who they are or what they are, they've worked very hard this year. And with the help of God, there'll be results.
So you've had one vaccination and you have your other one now coming in a few weeks. Did you feel a sense of relief when you were leaving?
I certainly do. I'm relieved that they are right. I'm relieved. I haven't been out anywhere. Nothing. Because I was up where I live, you have a couple, 86 and 84. You have not the woman next door. She's 92. And that the woman to the other side, she died at 97 during the virus. And my next door neighbour, he was buried last week. My next door neighbour. So that area now was. Well, senior citizens up there, you know.
Yeah, and loneliness is very hard, isn't it? And missing.
Very hard, difficult, very hard indeed now. But the people are great, John, in general, they are great. They are.